my little cousin, who I haven't seen since July, and I am so excited.
Nice. Hope you have a great time.
Thank you.
Have lots of great books to read while in transit.
Oh yes, I will. I'm gonna get like 4 books to read because I'm just gonna zoom through them.
Oh, how about you, Fatia?
I'm just gonna pick some books to read, or probably just gonna write books.
Sounds like an excellent way to spend your time. I don't know if there's something in particular that I'm excited for this coming week. I'm sure there's something that I'm forgetting, but I'll make a point of pointing out what I've been pointing out every week for maybe the past month, that we have the Hudson Children's Book Festival around the corner. First Saturday in Saturday, May 6th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. Make sure to save the date. Come on by. Our library, the Hudson Area Library, as well as our fellow Columbia County libraries, will all be there in the Exhibitors Hall. And then, of course, there's many, many, I don't know the exact number of authors and illustrators, but I think it's usually around 75 to 80 authors and illustrators that come and bring their books. And it's really great. Hope to see everyone there. You can go to hudsonchildrensbookfestival.com for more info. So we're going to say goodbye for today, but thank you everybody for listening. We hope you have a great week filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about more books. Until then,
happy reading!
Happy reading!
We'll be right back. We just want to party, I'm just with you. We just want to party, I'm just with you.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with music for the masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC afternoon show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. This is Pepper Tiger Radio, special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
Don't just listen to radio, make it.
This is great.
But I have all the VHS
independent narrowcasting.
Less than it costs to buy a real good radio.
Thank you. WNYU too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really?
Right
we're now. Going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep you as close to the mic. These guys know what's called. We're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here, that's the thing. Tell me if I'm going to bump into these guys. That's not them, is it?
The National Weather Service in Albany says there is an upper-level disturbance bringing continued unseasonably warm conditions, along with isolated and scattered showers and thunderstorms over the weekend. A frontal system will then bring widespread showers on Monday, followed by more seasonable temperatures and unsettled conditions through the middle of the week. Sunday should be partly sunny with a high of 69 and a light south wind becoming southeast 5 to 9 miles per hour in the afternoon, spinning local windmills. Sunday night, showers are likely. There's a 60% chance, mainly after 5 a.m., with cloudy skies, a low around 54. Monday, showers is the prediction. There's a 90% chance with a southeast wind 8 to 10 miles per hour. And a high near 60, a low around 41 on Monday night as the rain probably continues overnight. Tuesday, there is a 40% chance of rain. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 51 and a low around 33. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Solar-powered radio for open ears.
Where did you learn what it means to reciprocate? And how much can I be expected to tolerate? So I started to think about the plans I made today, unpaid. And you just can't call a spade a spade. I watch the moon.
Welcome back to Wavebomber 90.7 FM. You are tuning into Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live in Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. But if you're anywhere else chilling in the world, listening to the stream on the website, that's cool too. We love you all the same. So yeah, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Today we have a nice chill show with a bunch of music, and I'm joined with
DJ Shamani,
as always. And yeah, we'll be right back after the news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Luke Parsnow reports at New York State of Politics that U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was in the area April 13th with Governor Kathy Hochul, touting $21 million in improvements to the Castleton on Hudson Bridge, where the New York State Thruway crosses the Hudson River, connecting Albany and Rensselaer counties. The money is going to a new eastbound bridge deck, a crash-tested railing for safety, and better drainage to avoid hydroplaning on the bridge that was built in 1959 and carries about 17,000 travelers each day. Buttigieg said, and I quote, "If you look at that bridge, it represents the very latest engineering and construction ingenuity available in the 1950s. But today, it takes near monthly repairs to keep it in service," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Tyler A. McNeil reports in the Daily Gazette that China's recent spy balloon has inspired some New York Democrats to draft a bill to ban foreign adversaries from purchasing farmland in the state. In the state Senate, Socrates Democrat Michelle Hinchey is introducing the proposal, and Assemblyperson Angelo Santa Barbara is in the other Albany legislative chamber with the bill. Santa Barbara said, and I quote, "We saw a spy balloon go over our country, surveying property, land sites, information that is collected, and that's concerning. So what we're finding is that I feel like we're not seeing enough action in Washington, D.C. to address these issues," end quote. Santa Barbara wants the state to identify where potential adversary-owned properties are located, but Assemblymember Robert Smullen, a Republican, said, and I quote, "We in New York State do not have the resources to define whether or not a foreign entity is controlled by the Communist Party, for instance, or China," end quote. Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat who represents the 20th Congressional District, did not comment to the newspaper about the story, but Republican Elise Stefanik, who represents the 21st Congressional District, noted she has already introduced a similar bill at the federal level. Stefanik said, and I quote, "As my bill continues to gain support, I will work to ensure foreign ownership of American farmland does not undermine our national security, especially as foreign adversaries increase their attempts to threaten our agricultural land and businesses," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Gazette. News 10 in Albany reports that the New York State Department of Agriculture is expanding an initiative to help families purchase food made by New York farmers. The Fresh to You program doubles the buying power for SNAP recipients spending money at farmers' markets. Richard Ball, New York State Agricultural Commissioner, said, and I quote, "The new dollar-for-dollar match is going to allow farmers to offer more products to our families and allow families to purchase more healthy food for their own families," end quote. The New York State Department of Agriculture website has more information about the program. Brooklyn Vegan runs down the lineup for the 2023 edition of 24-Hour Drone, set for May 27th through 28th at Basilica Hudson in Hudson. The annual event has been on hold in person since 2019 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. This year, the show is back in person with Yuka C. Honda of Saibo Matto, Wolf Eyes, Liturgy, Sarah Hines, Laura Ortman, and others performing at the event, which each year is webcast at WGXC.org and broadcast on 90.7 FM. The Basilica Hudson website has all the details about the 24-hour drone show May 27th and 28th at Basilica Hudson and will air on WGXC. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, April 14th. Local early morning temperatures range from 48 degrees in Steventown to 60 in Kinderhook. The regional average soil temperature is 53 degrees, and pollen levels will be high today and for the whole weekend, despite the moisture. Air quality alerts are up for most of the surrounding counties, so take it easy. Air pollution is not on your side. Mostly sunny skies today drive temperatures up to 79 degrees. Overnight, we dip to 54. Then, Saturday, things take a turn. 11 a.m., rain chances show up. 2 p.m., we see a high temperature of 66 degrees. And rain chances kick up, bringing some thunder with it. Overnight, rain chances continue as we see a low of 53. Sunday, light rain chances linger all day as we see a high of 60. Monday, high of 53 and a bunch more rain all day long. Today's river temperature will be 48.7 degrees and the tide strength will be low. Sunset today will be at 7:20 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:13 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances have diminished to 5%. Solar wind speed is currently 367.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently far below 4 MHz till dark, then far below 15 MHz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 154. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Bow.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC. You know, we're broadcasting to Iqra, Catskill, Hudson. But if you're listening anywhere else in the world, you know, online in our fancy wavefarm.org website, you know, you're just as welcome. We love you just as much. And I have a question for you in the audience.
What's good?
And as well as a confession.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm DJ Shamani.
And I am DJ Cola. But it's a little bit of a confession.
Okay.
An apology and a question. The first is, have you been drinking water?
Yeah, actually, just drank water a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, you know, me too. See, a lot of the times I've been asking that question, and I have been going without drinking water. So.
Really?
Yes, that's my confession and my apology.
Did you have a drink of water?
No, today I have. But, yeah.
In the past?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
You know.
Strange, but okay.
Want me to... Yes, it
apologize.
Is a little bit strange.
Apologize.
I am sorry, but that being said, I'm going to update everybody where we're at right now.
All
right. Because, you know. Like, just in general, right now, we're on planet Earth, you know, we're chilling. I'm going to get the basics out of the way. We're already a quarter through the year.
I'm sad. I'm scared.
That year we're a quarter through the year, Don?
No, I'm scared because I have to do my regions soon.
Oh, yeah, no, that is not good. At the same time, you
make
know,
or break me.
It's finally getting warmer, which is a huge W. It's getting really, really hot out. Like... Around the area that we're broadcasting.
Bro, just cool down. You just cool down. You just cool down. It's too hot over here. Cool it, man. Get it.
Never.
It's okay to be hot, man, but cool it, man.
Thank you. Everybody, you know, live on air, I just got called hot.
No, I said your vibe is hot. But you're like a son.
I am a son to my father. Like father, like son too, with that. Like corny dad joke, but you know, another thing, another update of where we are in the world. Our world population has passed 8 billion, so that's pretty cool.
Hasn't it always passed a billion?
No, 8 billion.
Oh, 8 billion.
Yeah, we're past 8 billion now, so that's pretty cool. There's a lot of us out there. My favorite of the people though are the people listening to the stream.
Word.
But
high fives around.
Listen, I just want everybody to know I would gladly give you a high five if I could. But instead of a high five, I can give you
a
verbal high five and some music. You know, that's like a high five for your ears, but not in a violent way. You know, we're just chilling.
Okay,
that
so
being
there's
said,
two
good.
Ways this could go. We could even go talking to the moon. stay with me, or have beer.
Talking to the moon.
Talking to the moon.
By three. Bruno Mars.
Three. Oh, there you go.
I know you're somewhere out there, somewhere far away. I want you back. I want you back. My neighbors think I'm crazy, but they don't understand. You're all I had. You're all I had. At night when the stars die, talking to the moon, trying to get to you.
Bada bop.
Bam.
No, bada bop.
Bada bop, bam.
No, bada bop, boom, bop.
Pow.
Yeah.
There we go, there we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7
FM.
WGXC. We're broadcasting to Catskill.
Hey, girl.
Hudson. And today, you know, we just have a pretty chill show. We're celebrating the warmer weather. We have a little bit of a celebration.
So it's like 83 degrees right now.
I know, right? Pretty funny. Is literally swimming weather right now.
It really is.
You know, if you had a great day swimming today, special shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to everybody listening.
Woohoo! You know,
I hope you're talking back. Otherwise, I'm just talking to the
moon.
We're
talking to ourselves. let's see. What else?
I mean, I just updated the world. I updated the world on the world, you know?
Okay.
So, oh. Now,
don't forget to email us.
Oh, that's true. Our town, our truth at
our town.
Our truth.
At gmail.com.
That being said,
we would appreciate it if you guys email us. It's more of a way for us to talk back to you, communicate with our fans, and everything else in between. Yay. And hopefully, Jeremiah, that you're listening.
Jeremiah, if you're listening right now.
Jeremiah, you're the special listener.
If your name is Jeremiah, please hit us up at ourtownarchtruth@gmail.com. But that being said, Jeremiah, we're going to hurt your brain with some hurting brain facts.
Ooh. Okay.
So, I'm trying to find a great one to start us off. This one I told you. I'll start us off with one you've already heard.
Okay.
Your eraser, you know, your pencil eraser, slowly dies because of your mistakes.
Is this off of Reddit?
I think they're taken from it. Yeah, I'm reading an article.
These off of Reddit. Like, there's something I'd hear off of Reddit or something.
You know, when you get sick, like to the point where you're contagious and you can't really function,
yeah.
The advice is to do drugs and stay out of the school. Only if you have a fever. Only if you are in need care.
That's crazy.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
You know origami flower? Like if somebody folds an origami flower, that's a fake flower made out of
paper,
which is it's still a plant. So it's a fake plant made out of a real plant.
Oh my god.
And. You know, these are kind of morbid.
What?
A successful marriage usually, like, ends with the watching the other person die.
Oh. Do you know if you look in a mirror for too long, you look at the features that you don't realize if you didn't look in a mirror?
Right. You know, if you look into a mirror too long, you actually start to hallucinate.
Really?
Yeah, you've ever heard of the story Bloody Mary?
Yeah.
The story is, if you look into the mirror, close the lights, stare into your eyes, and say Bloody Mary how many times? I've heard three times. I've heard 100 times. It depends on the story.
Whoa, I've never heard 100 times. I only hear 3.
Yeah, right. 10 times I've heard. Somebody will come through the mirror, Bloody Mary,
and kill you with their long nails.
That is based off of the fact that people, if you stare into a mirror too long, you hallucinate.
You want to know what we should do? Like what we should read? Creepypastas.
That would actually be perfect.
Oh, hold on.
You know, your belly button is just your old mouth.
What?
Your belly button is just your old mouth. Another one that will real tickle your brain. This is one I came up with. Okay. We're closer, or the 90s is closer to the 60s than it is today.
That makes you feel old, huh?
Yeah. Not trying to call you out. Sorry, Jeremiah. Listening at home.
That's what we're going to do now, folks. We're just going to say random names, and hopefully we have your names right.
But, you know, that being said, hope you're taking care of yourself. Drink water, et cetera.
Ooh, read this one.
Okay. Mr. Wink. Annie wasn't enjoying dinner, her eyes staring down at her light-up shoes, which had been a gift from her grandmother. Beneath the table, it wasn't because she liked the meal that her mother prepared. Dot, dot, dot. Read now.
Ooh.
I haven't heard creepypasta in a while. That is some real 2000
stuff. People still wrote creepypasta.
Like,
how
do we get to this Bloody Mary? That, what's it called?
Yeah, we said fan Bloody fiction. Mary, and then I was like, fanfic.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear creepy? We could play creepy music in the background. What do I got you?
What are we gonna? We gonna make this a scary show?
Yes.
It's not scary. It's beautiful out.
It's beautiful.
It's sunny out.
And now this.
I'm just saying right now, it would be like the worst time for a serial killer to do their thing. So it's like not scary time.
Why do you say that? Wait.
Also,
because of the summer?
Yeah. Also, like.
No, wouldn't because of more people.
You're
go
missing.
Out.
Listen,
more people go out into the summer.
Listen, you're missing a big detail. It's not Friday the 13th. It's Friday the 14th.
Yeah. Too bad.
This doesn't sound creepy. This just sounds relaxing.
To you? There it is. Okay. Come on. You can do it. Come on.
This is still relaxing. All right. So, scary story time out of nowhere. Okay, okay.
One time for the one time.
What is this story called?
Mr.
Wink. Okay. So this is a story on the internet, everybody. And without further ado... Oh, wait, this is a long story. Are you really doing it? It said estimated reading time, 17 minutes.
You're going to read everything.
Okay. Annie wasn't enjoying dinner, her eyes instead staring down at her light-up shoes, which had been a gift from a grandmother, beneath the table. It was because she disliked the meal her mother had prepared. She loved hot dogs and refried beans, especially the bacon flavor in the beans. She just wasn't interested in looking up that night. Her mother and father were shouting again. Annie, being just shy of 6-year-olds, didn't understand a lick of what they were shouting about, but it made her stomach churn.
All I'm saying is that... That's all you do. Say you never actually do, and then you do. Hey, blah, blah, blah.
And, arguing a long time. Is this important to the story?
I think so.
Oh. We might need two people here.
Wait. I don't know what you're reading. Like, I'm trying to find it without, like, actually saying it, but I'm kind of lost.
Why don't we tell a creepy story or creepypasta that, like, we know?
Okay.
Let's see. How about you tell me one?
I don't even know if I know any off the heart.
Jeff the Killer, you don't know Slenderman. Come on, the OG.
I do, but it's like, I haven't thought of them in so long.
I have a great idea.
All right.
I'll give you time to prepare. We're going to... Endow our audience with a beautiful song, and we're going to be right back with a beautiful...
I got you.
Or not beautiful. It's going to be a terrifying, scary story. Not beautiful. It's going to be very scary.
All right. We're going to listen to Happier. 3, 2, 1, go.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. When the morning comes, and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that the story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, know that means I'll have to leave. And I'm left there with my thoughts, and the image of you being with someone else, well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, know that means I'll have to leave. Know that means I'll have to leave. Lately I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. Even though I might not like this, I think that you'll be happier, I want you to be happier. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits. I want to see you smile. No, that means I'll have to leave. No, that means I'll have to leave. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. So I'll go. I will go.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Wavefarm 90.7 FM WGXE. You're listening to Clubhouse Radio, and I'm your host, DJ Cola. I'm always joined with my lovely sound engineer.
DJ somebody.
You know, it's late in the Friday. We're chilling. I hope everybody is listening right now, is home from work. If not, you know, that's cool too. I hope you're having a good day at work, and I hope you're having a good day regardless. I'm going to ask a question to everybody I asked earlier at the beginning. Have you been drinking your water? Have you been being hydrated? It doesn't have to be water. You know, just take care of yourself, because
word,
you know, Clubhouse, you know, at Clubhouse, community is key. We can't function without you, so we want you to be at best tip top shape. You know, if you have a job interview, I want you to go into that job interview and then literally knock the person's interviewing you socks off. You know, literally steal their socks and run out that interview room. You got this.
Ooh, okay. So now, all right. So we're going to set the mood a little bit. Do you want to do happy or creepy first? Ooh. Do that in a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to be happy or creepy first?
I think we promised creepy.
Creepy?
You know?
All right, bud. Gotcha. So where that? Where my music? Okay.
For a second, I thought that it was me breathing into my mic. I was like,
all right, so we starting this tier list. It's a quick tier list. All right, Sonic.exe. Bad one, the best, amazing. Wait, amazing one, ones, good ones, okay ones, bad ones. I'm going to lie. I'm going to say Sonic.exe.
Best, amazing, good, okay, and bad.
I'm going to say the best ones, like.
I don't know. This one doesn't have any good ones, though.
But Sonic.exe really built.
I think he's good.
Built a tier.
You really think so? I think I would rate him at good.
Good?
Yeah.
I would say amazing ones.
Really?
Just be like.
I think I'll let you have it. I'll let you have it. But one later on, I'm going to really have a little bit of a preference.
All right. So.
Two of them, actually.
Okay, Bart.exe?
I've never heard of that.
Never heard of it, so I'm going to say okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
This one I have a strong liking towards. This is the one of the two that I'm really going to have to say either amazing
what,
or
what
best.
What is it? Squidward EXE?
Yeah, it's Squidward self bye-bye.
Oh.
It's where Squidward is so depressed. Yeah.
All right. I'll say this falls into amazing ones.
That's fair.
Amazing ones. Ooh. Max and Ruby.
That off the top of my head.
It's okay.
Okay.
I remember this one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this is one of my best ones.
What? What is that?
Mickey EXE.
I don't think we can put that at
bro.
Bad.
Mickey.
Maybe amazing.
EXE,
amazing.
Bro?
Amazing?
That amazing.
All right. I think there's one that deserves best. Right.
I haven't seen this one.
Neither have I. It's SpongeBob, so it has to be decent. So either okay or good.
Let's say good.
Hero Brian.
Well, I'm going to say okay. Hero Brian, top tier.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I'm glad we agreed. That's what I was saving the best tier for.
Let's see. What are some other ones? We both know FNAF characters.
That's true.
FNAF or... What are some other things that we both know?
Pokemon.
Cartoon Networks?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Cartoon Network.
Alright, let's change the creepy music, because I don't know. There's some cartoons that were kind of scary, like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Really? I never...
Was a hit.
Courage was never scary to me.
Man, you just weren't scared then. You ain't got a soul.
Alright, let's see. Happy music? Happy music?
Like,
would that work?
Maybe like a video game soundtrack. What about some Pokemon? We'd have written Pokemon? Or no, we're doing cartoon.
Yeah, cartoon. So, I got you cartoon music. Cartoon music? Would that work?
It's up to you.
We, let's see. We'll say cartoon music.
I think it fits the theme.
But it's all, like, new school cartoon music. I don't want new school. So much garbage. You know what? Matter of fact, we'll be back after the news, so that way I can find this. All right. 3, 2, 1. We'll be back.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. Summer-like weather took over the Hudson Valley this past week with record high temperatures, brush fires, and air quality warnings. The temperature at Albany International Airport reached 88 degrees on April 13th, breaking the previous record of 87 degrees for that date set in 1977. Poughkeepsie also broke its high temperature record April 13th with 90 degrees reported there. The entire Hudson Valley was given a high fire danger rating from the Department of Environmental Conservation, and brush fires were reported in Orange County and Schoharie County. Forest Ranger Lieutenant Scott Jackson explained why conditions are ripe for fires, saying, and I quote, "The tree leaves aren't out yet, and green grass hasn't started growing, and the sunlight is hitting the ground directly. The dead grass and leaves are readily available to burn, especially when we have drier conditions like we are having this week with temperatures above normal," end quote. The annual prohibition on residential brush burning continues through May 14th. New York's Department of Environmental Conservation and Health also issued an air quality health advisory for much of the Hudson Valley on April 14th because of elevated levels of ozone. The good news for these weather problems is that rain is forecasted for the weekend and beginning of the week, which should lessen the heat, fire threat, and poor air quality. Thomas C. Zambito reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Holtec International now says it will delay the release of radioactive water from reactors at the shuttered Indian Point nuclear power plant into the Hudson River. Company had planned to release the first batch of 1 million gallons of radiological water into the Hudson River in May. Holtec spokesperson Patrick O'Brien released a statement that said, and I quote, "While Holtec notes that the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has ultimate authority over radiological liquid releases at Indian Point and at other sites across the country, we hope this voluntary pause will be viewed positively as an indication of our willingness to work together with the state and with the surrounding community," end quote. Riverkeeper Legal Director Richard Webster emphasized that his group opposes any release of radioactive material into the Hudson River at any time, saying, and I quote, "If there is a way not to discharge this stuff into the river, let's do it," end quote. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul's new nominee to become New York's top judge, Rowan Wilson, faces the beginning of his confirmation hearing on April 17th. The State Senate Judiciary Committee asked questions of Hochul's second nominee after they rejected her first choice, Hector LaSalle. Wilson has received a far warmer reception from legislators in the State Senate than LaSalle did. If confirmed, Wilson would be the first black chief judge in New York history. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Representative Elise Stefanik has a form on her website for constituents to give her opinions on the 2023 Farm Bill. Stefanik said, and I quote, "Agriculture is the backbone of upstate New York and the North Country. As Congress is working to draft this year's farm bill, farmers across New York's 21st District can use this input form to directly share their priorities with me so I can bring them to the highest levels. End quote. Every 5 years, Congress passes a farm bill that affects a host of agricultural issues. Stefanik, who represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District, is not on the House Agricultural Committee, which drafts the farm bill. Mark Molinaro, the Republican representing the 19th Congressional District, is on the Agricultural Committee. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
So, real fast.
Yeah.
We were having a little debate about if Naruto-kun could talk no jutsu these four, like Dragon Ball characters. And it was out of, like, Goku Black, Frieza, Cell, and...
Was it Goku Black?
It was Goku Black, Frieza, Cell...
And Kid Buu.
And Kid Buu, yeah.
All right, definitely not Kid Buu or Frieza. I'm sorry.
And definitely not Goku Black. Because what he thinks he's doing is already moral.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really to...
Yeah, you're right. But Cell, on the other hand, this is where I said, I think you have a good shot at convincing Cell, because in his DNA, he already has good guys. You know, so more good guys than bad guys, even.
All right. Time to do the Cartoon Network playlist. Or tier list?
Yeah.
All right. So... This? That's in the background? Cartoon Network being Cartoon Network, bro.
I'm off to market, and then I'll have plenty of...
Poor Cartoon Network, man. Alright, so... First one is... I don't know what this is.
Yeah, only do the best ones.
No! No!
Not only the best ones, but like the ones we know. Skim through the ones we know.
Alright. So, pup named Scooby-Doo. Do you know this?
Dang, Scooby-Doo. You know, Scooby-Doo really wasn't the best.
Like, but a pup named Scooby... Bro, don't make me do this to you, bro. I don't want... Oh, my God. Do you not know this?
I know it, but, like... Scooby-Doo was never the best, you know? If it was on, I would watch it.
But, like, a pup named Scooby-Doo. I honestly will forever say that this is one of the...
So what? He's a puppy.
Bro, but the intro was fire. In town, Scooby's pup around. Scooby, a puppy named Scooby-Doo. This is one of the best Scooby-Doo shows. I think so. Besides Mr. Ink, the two. Scooby, a puppy named Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo.
I mean, the intro does slap, but that doesn't mean the show,
bro. Bro, the show was hitting.
So they're all kids.
Yeah.
Is Shaggy still like...
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Not as heavy. He still eats Scooby snacks. Everything else. You know, it's a vibe.
I mean, it's just a remake of something that was arguably eh to begin with.
What?
I would.
Okay, I'm putting it in good.
You're giving it B tier. All right.
Adventure Time.
Great, at least.
Great?
Yeah, Adventure Time hit. It had a good plot, and it had great music.
I'm going to say it's C tier.
All right, what is... You have a terrible taste in cartoons. I'm sorry.
What? Some episodes was hitting, but like,
bro, the filler wasn't it. Now I have to hit you with a song.
The filler wasn't it.
Now I have to.
We can put it in B tier best, bro.
I have to hit you with a song now. Adventure Time.
Like, we could put it in B tier best, bro. B tier, bro. Wait, is it in here?
Nope. Because that's all old stuff.
B tier best, bro.
It had such banger music. Plus BMO.
Nah, BMO was the best character.
Iconic characters, great music, great plot.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They had
And listen to the music.
Nah, Marceline was my favorite character. Okay. I'm gonna drink the red from your pretty
pink face. I'm gonna. Marceline, that's too distasteful.
You don't like that?
Or do you just not like me? Sorry, I don't treat you like a goddess. Is that what you want me to do?
Finn and Jake were just like, what, bro? What's going on?
Listen.
Sorry, I'm not made of sugar.
No, we're. She feels in that way. Quote it out.
Literally wrote a diss track on the spot. I'm just your
problem. I'm just your problem. Bro, the faces were loving it. Jake and Finn are just like, what's going on,
I would be able to open that door. That's a good question. Do you think you'd be able to open that door that needs to feed off of raw music and feeling?
Yes. I do.
Ooh, it's still going hard. Me too.
Alright.
It's working! Look at the door! On your blacklist, but I shouldn't have to be the one that makes up with you.
Why do I want to
bury you in the ground and drink the blood from your.
That's mean when I mess up freestyle for real.
time for more adventure.
Nah, I'm gonna go lie now and think about it.
Great characters, iconic characters.
Don't know what this is. Gumball.
Gumball.
S tier.
All right, I'll give you that.
Don't know what this is.
Gumball had S tier comedy.
Don't know what that is. Looney Tunes.
Oh, wait, is that Kid Looney Tunes?
Baby Looney Tunes.
I actually remember watching that. That was pretty good, decent. It was mediocre. I think that's pretty fair.
Batman Beyond? Come on.
I don't remember.
Batman Beyond is S tier.
Oh, wait. That's with
Terry McGinnis and Batman's old. Good.
I think I would give it.
Batman Beyond? No. The cartoon Batman. Like when he had blue and like went on wacky adventures.
Yeah, that's mid.
Mid, bro?
When he went on wacky. You're just either describing it bad or it's mid.
I think
there's better iterations.
Ben 10. Okay, Hold on.
Let's just do Ben 10 as a series. Okay. We gotta do Ben 10 as a series. There's so many here.
Okay. Original Ben 10.
This is all of them. We're lumping them all in here.
All of them? Yep. Like all of them together?
Yep.
But some of these are kind of bad.
Yeah, some of them are bad.
Okay. Original Ben 10.
At its best, we'll say. All the series at its best. Yeah, I think so. I think you have some good, great shows, bring it up, and then some bad shows, the newest one.
Ben 10, this one, was great.
This one?
Yes. Like
which one?
Ben 10, say Alien Force?
Alien. Oh, yeah, that one was fire.
Ben 10 Ultimate Alien Force was mediocre.
Ultimate Alien Force. They just added Ultimate.
And he barely went Ultimate.
Let's just skip the Ben 10s. There's so many.
This one, it's great. Bad. Just bad all around. Chowder.
Mediocre. I can't mess with Chowder. Good.
I think...